scored the lone base Sox run. Doubled and scored back in the second. The left-handed bat takes outside 1-0. One-oh pitch. And a breaking ball catches the inside edge at 82. And it's taken for called strike to make the count 1-1. Mice has had an up-and-down season for Altoona. He's worked in and out of a starting and long relief role. As the 1-1 downstairs, and now two balls and one strike here to Fontana. Mice on the season has pitched in now 12 games. Six of them have been starts, six of them now relief appearances, even. As a 2-1's called strike, bottom of the zone, 2-2. 6.81 ERA. He's 1-3 on the season through 37 innings. 21 walks, 27 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting him at a 3.14 clip. Next pitch for Montana is lifted high in the air, right field. Young stutter stepped in right. Now he comes cruising in a couple of steps and makes a catch high up top over his black cap. Skyscraper off the bat of Fontana, but two up, two down in the fourth, and the base is empty now for Billy Cook. Cook 0-for-1 on the day, swinging strikeout in the second. First pitch to him. It's fouled straight back, nothing in one. Final line on Cade Povich with it now closed is 2 2/3, 3 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned on 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. It's really just the inning that got away from Povich. He entered the third inning on 27 pitches. He ended with 61 pitches and 38 strikes. Cook pops the next offering up. Foul territory right side. The first baseman, Martin, on the edge of the track, tries to make the underhand catch, and it pops out of the heel of his glove into the Bay Sox dugout and the camera well next to it. Martin had a chance to get camp. The wind is blowing left to right across the field, which maybe just brought the ball a little further to his left than he was expecting, but he still had time, elected to flip his glove hand out to his left instead of camping underneath it, and ultimately had it roll off his wrist. Second life for Cook in an 0-2 count. Mice's offering. His watch just low. The off speed makes it 1-2. Now the next pitch. Cook check swing at a pitch low and away. The breaking ball he's able to hold up according to the first base umpire after an appeal. Two balls and two strikes. As Bowie trails 3-1 here with the bases empty, trying to avoid their second consecutive 1-2-3 frame in the top half of the fourth. Mice is 2-2. Cook swings and taps it. Just in front of the mound, it rolls up the third baseline. Pitcher off the mound to cover, loses his footing as he throws to first, and it can't be poked at first by Martin. Tried to stab it on the backhand, reaching off the bag to his left-hand side. It kicks off the heel of his glove. And Mice was losing his balance up the third base line as he tried to launch that one across the infield. So we'll see how it's scored. It does go down as an error. And that allows Cook to reach. Second error of the game for the curve. And a two-out base runner for Bowie. Oh, no, my apologies. They will score that as a hit for Billy Cook. Figured they would at first. The first pitch here to Dante Williams. A breaking ball called strike top of the zone. Nothing in one. Williams 0-for-1. He went down looking on strikes his first time up, and he takes a called strike 2, outer third. Quickly falls behind. Left-handed bat takes time before he steps back into the box. Cook leads off of first base here with two outs. Check on the runner at first. He's back standing. Cook has swiped 11 bags in 13 attempts so far this season. Let's see if he's off here in a two-run game with two outs. Right-hander comes set at the belt. Cook takes off with the pitch. It's 0-2 pitch. It's off the glove of Gutierrez all the way to the backstop. Cook didn't realize it at first, so he still slid into second base. But he's in there safely on an off-speed that went way too high and kicked off the glove of an outstretched Gutierrez. 1-2 to count now to Williams. and catcher is going to walk pitcher back to the mound, potentially even crossed up on that. It looked like Gutierrez was reaching up high for a fastball. In the end, just an overthrow from the right-hander on the mound. So now the Bay Sox with a runner in scoring position. They could get one back here in the fourth. Bowie, though, despite all of Altoona's struggles, only one hit with runners in scoring position this series as Williams golfs the next pitch down the right field line, foul into the kid's zone. Clanks off a couple inflatables down the right field line, and the count stays at 1-2. Breaking ball that was just far enough inside to prevent Williams from turning around on it, doing any serious damage in fair territory. The 1-2 is now skied. On the right side, Alvarez, the second baseman, jogs in, makes the call, and on the infield dirt, spreads his arms wide and makes the catch. That'll retire Williams in the side. Two-out single left out in scoring position. Bowie still trails 3-1 as we head to the bottom of the fourth on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
All week you've been hard at work. And finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print. Not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Back in Altoona, Bay Sox trail 3-1 in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Tyler Burch will continue on the mound for Bowie. After a scoreless third of an inning in relief of Cade Povich, he takes over to deal to 8-9-1 in the Altoona lineup. Chavez Young will lead things off. Switch hitter combat lefty for the first time today after a fly ball out to right field. His first time up. First pitch from the right-hander, Birch, a breaking ball. Breaks over right the outside edge for a called strike and nothing in one. After Young, it's Claudio Phenol, and then the top of the lineup, Leover Peguero. Third baseman Mayo plays in off the line, the 0-1. Off speed now down, evens the count at 1-1. Right hander set, now kicks and deals. And it's hit to the screen foul, left side. 1-2. Birch has been a good bridge reliever for the Bay Sox, particularly here over the last couple of months. And he can certainly help save the bullpen for a potential game two if they would need it with Connor Gillespie on the mound. And also just keep them within striking distance. As the 1-2, fastball outside, 2-2. Birch had a lengthy scoreless run that was interrupted towards the beginning of June, 12 innings. But he's put a couple of good scoreless runs together. And he's middle innings of relief for Bowie. As the 2-2 checked on, they'll go down to third. He did not go around. Steady diet of off-speed here to Young makes it 3 balls and 2 strikes. Switch hitter batting just 192 through his first 8 games at double-A level. He knuckles the next pitch onto the ground to the left side. Mayo charges, bare hands, throws to first, not in time. Impressive charge from Kobe Mayo, who was almost playing in a traditional shortstop position to get that ball that dribbled up the grass on the left side, but just couldn't get enough on the throw. Infield single for Chavez Young. And the leadoff man reaches here in the fourth for Altoona. Here's the nine-hole man, Claudio Phenol. Walked and scored. and his first plate appearance in the third. He started that nightmare frame for Cade Povich as he scorches this ball towards center field. Fabian going back into the left center alleyway. Plenty of time to eat up the ground. Camp underneath and make the catch. We've seen some quick strides for Judd Fabian out in center field as he plays the deep alleyways through here at PNG Field, and it's a loud first out from Phenom. One down, runner on first for Leover Peguero. Peguero on a 1-for-2 day, doubled and scored in the third. First pitch from Birch. Fastball, outer third, called strike, nothing in one. Talking about it a little bit yesterday, just the depth defensively for this Bay Sox outfield, how they have so many true center fielders. Birch comes set. He'll check on the runner at first. Back with an awkward lunge is Young, and they're going to call a balk. This is the fourth time we've seen that already in this series on a move back to first. It's going to advance Young on his way to second base. And he'll keep it 0-1 here to Peguero. Young had awkwardly just lunged back with the left leg rather than diving back into the bag. And the next pitch misses outside. Now to Peguero, makes it 1-1. Now put a runner out in scoring position here for Altoona with one down in the frame. One pitch is chopped left side. Watching it all the way, Mayo. He'll watch the runner back to second. Throw to first in time. 5-3 puts out Peguero. Keeps the runner at bay. And now two down. In steps the two-hole man, Lolo Sanchez, who's already reached twice today. Knocked a pair in with his single in the third. First pitch. Hits it on the ground, but foul as it rolls up the first baseline before going out of play. 0-1 here to Sanchez. I believe it was Billy Cook who said, it feels at times like with the Bay Sox, you've got the option of three center fielders out there. And you really do, especially with Judd Fabian and the range he's shown. As the next pitch is hit straight to him in center field, he'll jog backwards. Still a couple paces in front of the warning track. He makes the catch in straightaway center to retire the sign. Was playing center field for the University of Florida since he was 18 years old. Now to retire the side, a scoreless frame of relief for Tyler Birch. Still 3-1 as we head to the fifth on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Rams Head on Stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
In Altoona, top half of the fifth inning in the bottom third of the Bay Sox lineup coming to the dish against right-handed reliever Justin Mice. DT Bowens, Tim Susnara, Anthony Servideo scheduled to bat as Bowens digs into the right-handed batter's box 0-for-1 today, reaching on an error his first time. The pitch called strikeout or third breaking ball starts him out at nothing in one. was a good frame of relief for Justin Meiss on the back of three dominant frames from Braxton Ashcraft as he saw him allow one unearned run as the next pitch fastball pumped right at the letters. A called strike makes it nothing and two quickly here to Bowens. And now we've seen Meiss, who struggled at times this year, find a rhythm. And you've got to remember, in a seven-inning game, time runs out quickly on the Bay Sox as the pitch is low and outside. Breaking ball makes it 1-2. Next pitch. Bowens swings and lifts it in the air. Right center field charging it hard as the right fielder Young. Out goes the second baseman Alvarez, who makes way as Young will cruise in and make the catch in shallow right. Off the end of the bat of Bowens for the first out here in the fifth. One out, the base is empty for catcher Tim Susnara. Thought it was interesting looking at the numbers for Justin Meiss, because we mentioned his appearances are about dead even in terms of starting and relieving, and so are his innings. As the first pitch of Tim Susnara is a called strike, nothing at once. Susnara had an RBI double, plated the lone Bay Sox run in the second here as Bowie trails 3-1. Left-handed catcher faces the 0-1. Fastball high and outside, evens the count at 1-1. As a reliever entering today, Meiss had an ERA of 6.75. That's nearly identical to his ERA as a starter, is 6.86. But it feels like against Bowie, he's been a lot more effective as a reliever as the next pitch plunks Susnara right in the helmet. It was a fastball, too, that caught him clean, but didn't take him very long to remove his protective gear and head down to first. That's certainly a good sign. Athletic trainer Elise Kramer will still come out to tend to him. And that important, given the nature of the knock and just making sure the player is all right based on where it hit him. So he'll be 10-2 with a runner on first here in Susnara with one out on the top of the fifth, and the Bay Sox trailing 3-1. It's a very brief check from Elise Kramer. But as she heads back towards the dugout, let me take a look around the rest of the Orioles system, because there isn't a lot of action going on today. Already a canceled doubleheader between Aberdeen and Wilmington at the high A ranks, and single A Delmarva has also seen their game rained out today due to inclement weather. Norfolk, who did not play last night due to weather, is still on as scheduled in Nashville, as their magic number to clinch a playoff spot is down to 1. Certainly be something to keep an eye on, as Cedric Mullins and Ryan Mountcastle have their rehab stints as well with the Tides, as Anthony Servideo takes outside 1-0 to start as play resumes here at PNG Field. Servideo 0-1, pop out on the infield his first time up. Back in the lefty box, the 1-0. Fastball called strike at the knees. Evens it up at 1-1. Servideo steps back into the left-handed batter's box, slight tap of the right foot as he swings through the next off-speed offering, low. Count goes to 1-2. Susnara off of first. Meiss set the 1-2. Fastball outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Right-hander comes set. Next offering. Susnara swings and gets just a piece. It pops out of the glove of Gutierrez. That keeps the count at 2-2. Right-hander set. Next pitch. Servideo swings and misses for strike 3. Got him on the center cut fastball. Second strikeout for Justin Meiss. Now 2 down here in the fifth. Susnara stays at first as the leadoff man comes back around top of the lineup in Joseph Rosa. Oh for 2 day for Rosa after hits in 3 straight. First pitch. Fastball called strike. Pretty much center cut again at 95. Meiss is working quickly and he starts ahead here nothing and 1. Oh, 1 pitch. Rosa watches in her third called strike. That time the breaking ball. He falls behind nothing and 2. Rosa will take time now. For the 0-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Watches outside 1-2. Time fastball. Couldn't get him to chase. We had mentioned that Rosa had taken some time to adjust to the pitch clock regulations here in minor league baseball. At least towards that Erie series, we got called for a couple of violations, but not a total stranger to the pitch clock. 1-2. Fastball tight, makes it count 2-2. There is a pitch clock in the Mexican Independent League that he played in, but it's only 12 seconds, which has to make you think the timing and the regulation of when it stops and starts is not entirely consistent. The timeout rules probably aren't either. 2-2 is a called strike three. Breaking ball, back door, frozen. Third strikeout for Mice. Bay Sox go down quietly here in the fifth as Bowie trails 3-1, heading to the bottom half on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4377.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the DC area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It's our Independence Weekend celebration starting on Friday the 30th with our Pride Night. A special ticket package gets you a Bay Sox rainbow hat. And then July 1st through 3rd, major fireworks shows each and every night with a special jersey auction on sale. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Bottom of the fifth from Altoona. Bay Sox trail 3-1 as Tyler Birch continues on the mound. Bowie is trying to keep the curve within striking distance here. They have just two more ups left after this here in this seven-inning affair. Front end of a doubleheader here today. As Birch continues, he deals to Abraham Gutierrez. 3-4-5 in the Altoona lineup as a first pitch fastball. Misses tight. Gutierrez pulls his hands close to his white jersey as the count goes to 1-0 to start. It's Gutierrez, Gorski, and Gonzalez. All three G's as he sprays this one into center field. Fabian jogging back. He's shown plenty of range out there in center. Makes the catch right in front of the warning track. By about two paces. Fly out to center fielder. Gets it started here in the fifth. Birch is retired. Five of the first six hitters he's faced. One out and the base is empty for Matt Gorski. Right-handed hitting center fielder in the cleanup spot for Altoona this afternoon. He's reached twice. A fielder's choice and a walk. First pitch. Spiked into the dirt. Backhanded by Susnara. And the count's 1-0. Good to see Tim Susnara back out there. He had been hit in the helmet with a pitch back in the last frame. But was able to make his way onto first base and seemed no worse for the wear. And continued on in the contest as the breaking ball tickles down right at the zone at the knees. It makes the count 1-1. 1-1 pitch. is driven into left field. Fontana going back, as is Fabian, to the edge of the track. It's Fabian that curls around and makes the catch. Right in front of the free 85 sign in the left center alleyway. Loud sound from Gorski, but it's a loud second out. And it's a quick two outs for Tyler Birch. Two down and the bases empty for Jacob Gonzalez. Righty on righty matchup, the first pitch. And Gonzalez pulls his hands tight. His fastball. Oh, miss inside, maybe. Looked like it had a good portion of the zone. The count's 1-0. Gonzalez 0-1 with a sac fly RBI in the third. Next pitch. Watch his fastball away and make it 2-0. Next pitch from Birch. Center cut fastball. Called for a strike. And now two balls and one strike here to Gonzalez. As Bowie trails 3-1. Bottom half of the fifth of a seven-inning affair on the front end of a doubleheader. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Lifted in the air. Shallow right field. Cook gets a late break, but he cruises underneath it to make the catch in shallow right. Three up, three down for Tyler Birch. Through an efficient 2 1/3 innings of relief. We head to the sixth. Matt Sabatis will take you the rest of the way. When we come back, Bowie trails 3-1 on Capitol Gold. WNAB.
Luminous Health provides high-quality, expert care close to your home base. Whether you visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our 100-plus primary and specialty care locations, you will receive personalized care right in your neighborhood. Learn more at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S, health.org.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand me?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capitol Gold WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Well, fans, don't forget about Bay Sox Live Happy Hour every Thursday at Prince George's Stadium. Live music and beer specials from 5 to 6:30. Get your tickets at BaySox.com. As we move on to the sixth inning here at PNG Field in Altoona. First pitch to Kobe Mayo. Misses up and inside. 1-0 to start. 2-3-4 in the Bowie lineup to bat in the sixth. Just a seven-inning game as they trail 3-1. 1-0. Misses wide. 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Justin Mize. And it's two balls and no strikes. Mayo, Fabian, Fontana, as Mize is on his third inning of relief. Just two base runners, no walks, three strikeouts, 2-0. And Mayo pops it up foul behind home plate. Gutierrez had gotten ready to throw the mask away, but after taking two steps out from behind his crouch, he realizes the ball is getting out of play. Two balls and one strike now here on Mayo, who's 0-2. Very dangerous position here for Kobe Mayo and his 33-game on-base streak. As the 2-1 pitch is too far inside, nearly clips him. Three balls and one strike. It's the longest on the team. I believe it is still the longest, still the second longest in the Eastern League. One player in Redding has still been outpacing him as the 3-1 is popped foul out of play behind home. Run it full here on Mayo. 241 average for Mayo on full counts with plenty of power and a high walk rate. A little bit over a third of the time. He needs something to get on base here to keep that streak alive. As the home plate umpire grants Mayo a quick time, just before Mize was ready to climb the hill. Wind pushing a little bit in from left field at the moment as Mayo steps back into the box. He has really muscled some long home runs out of this park to left field.
Mize with ball behind waist comes set at the waist. The payoff pitch, and Mayo cranks a line drive to left, but Sanchez is running back on a curl at the warning track. He makes the catch. Well-struck ball by Kobe Mayo, and a usual triple-digit exit velocity, 104 miles an hour, but that might be the end of his on-base streak. Probably could have gotten out at Prince George's Stadium, too, 338 feet. One away here to start the sixth inning, and unless the Bay Sox go on a big rally here amongst their final five outs, while trailing by two, Mayo might have to start anew. As the first pitch here to Judd Fabian misses up and away, it's 1-0 to start. 0-for-2 day for Fabian. He struck out twice, went down looking back in the fourth inning. Here's the next, and it's swung on and missed down, 1-1. We've got a defensive substitution for Altoona. They don't have a public address system in the press box for official scoring rulings, as the 1-1 misses high. 2-1 on Fabian. Claudio Fienol is out of the game. Norkis Marcos is replacing him over at third base. It'll be a straight switch, batting ninth, Marcos. He'd be the fourth batter in the next half inning if he does reach. As the next pitch to Fabian misses down, run it to 3-1 now on the right-hander. Wonder why Fienol getting the lift. Here's the next, and it's fouled off back to the screen. Back-to-back full counts here to open the sixth inning against Justin Mize. Good starting experience for Mize. I believe he's already started a game against the Bay Sox this season, and they are glad to get long relief work out of him after Braxton Ashcraft was only able to finish three innings in his Double-A debut. Did strike out four. Bases empty, one away, as the 3-2 pitch is swung on and lifted high and deep to left field. Sanchez back to the warning track. Now the wall. This one is gone! Judd Fabian says goodbye! His first Double-A home run gets Bowie one step closer. It's 3-2 here in the sixth. 95 miles an hour off of the bat, 366 feet away from home plate to left field for Fabian. And it gets the Bay Sox just a little bit into it now after Fabian had come in hitting 8 home runs with High A Aberdeen. Was it 8?
I believe so.
Wanted to load up his stats quickly, but the internet was slow.
Let's take a look.
Let's see if I've got the good memory. First pitch to Shane Fontana. Misses high of fastball.
It was 9.
Ah, dang it. Or does that 9 count the one he just hit?
No, it was with Aberdeen.
Dang it. Here's the 1-0. Fontana watches down and inside. It's 2-0. So his 10th of the season. Even better. Fontana, 1-for-2, doubled to lead off the second inning and scored. As the 2-0 is popped up right side, shallow right center now. Chavez Young running down, but it's the center fielder Matt Gorski to make the call. And a last second catch down near the waist. So two away, here's Billy Cook. It's a 1-for-2 day for Cook. Singled softly back to the pitcher in the fourth inning. First pitch, Cook swings and misses. Fastball down and away. It's nothing and one to start. So game two will get going about 30 minutes, probably about 35 minutes after game one. As the Bay Sox are trying to come from behind here, the 0-1 pitch misses outside. 1-1. Connor Gillespie will get the start for Bowie. I wonder how it will go, to be quite honest with you, because Gillespie has plenty of times been locked within a set number of innings. The 1-1 pitch bounces. 2-1. And we can discuss this more when it is his time. But Gillespie has been on the back end of so many tandems for Bowie this season that just about every time he's thrown, it's been either sometimes the fourth inning, but usually the fifth or sixth inning, which puts an instant limit on the number of innings he can throw as the 2-1 pitch is called strike on the outside edge. It's 2-2. His last outing was a bit different because it was still a part of a similar doubleheader and he followed Michael Givens, who had thrown just a little bit over one inning. But at the same time, he came in the middle of an inning, which is never easy for a starter having to pitch in a tandem already. 2-2 pitch to Cook, too far outside. Third full count of the inning from Justin Mize. Cook hitting 160 on the season with a full count. Strikeout rate of about 40%. Payoff pitch. And it's lifted in the air, right field, shallow. Young jogging down toward the foul line. Makes the catch in fair territory before crossing over and throwing the ball into the stands. The inning is over, but a one-out solo home run. The first in AA for Judd Fabian. And the Bay Sox get one back. They trail 3-2 on Capital Gold, WNAB.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to BaySox.com.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Bottom of the sixth inning here in Altoona as Bowie trails by one. First pitch to Mason Martin is a breaking ball that misses outside. It's 1-0 to start. Martin 0-2 as Tyler Birch continues to work for Bowie. Here's the next. Another off-speed. This time it's called for strike in the lower outside corner. Run the count even at 1-1. After Martin, it'll be Andres Alvarez and Chavez Young to bat. The Bay Sox might be able to get Birch to finish out this game, depending on how their offense does, as the next pitch is swung on and missed high, a fastball. Run the count to 1-2 now. Because Birch is already 2 1/3 innings into his outing. It's tied for the longest appearance from him this season. Just needs one pitch, and he'll have a new season high. Just like Connor Loprich yesterday. Very efficient work, I guess, from an offense that just really wants to move quickly, I suppose, because Birch is still only at 30 pitches when his season high is 45. The 1-2. Grounded slowly to the right side. Grabbing it easily, Joseph Rosa. And an easy toss over to first base is there for 3. That is 6 consecutive outs by Tyler Birch. All of them balls put in play. He's given up one base hit, no strikeouts, no walks. It's eerily similar to what Connor Loprich had produced yesterday. Loprich gave up 2 base hits, but fired a season's high 2 2/3 without striking anyone out. First pitch to Andres Alvarez is belted in the air to left field, mainly left center. Shane Fontana jogging down, an elite burst further down to his left is enough to make the catch. So this is rolling into a very fine outing from Tyler Birch. He's already 3 innings deep. And again, he just needs to collect one more out, and if the Bay Sox offense does not come back, which of course we want them to, but if it doesn't happen, then Bowie will have saved an additional bullpen arm for next game. First pitch to Young. He shows bunt and pulls back as it nearly takes his back ankle. Young had shown bunt back in the second inning after 2 quick outs to open the frame. First pitch he had saw was a high call ball. And he eventually flew out on a 1-1 pitch. So we'll see if he tries something similar here. Next pitch, no show of bunt, but it's too far inside, and it still looked like that changeup was a little bit too close to nicking him. 2-0 right now. Here's the next. Flared foul out of play, left side, 2-1. As third base plays in, bases empty, two away in the bottom of the sixth, but we down by one, each side with four hits. Next pitch. And a cracked bat floated out toward right, pretty much on the screws to Billy Cook. He'll take a couple of steps down to the last second, and it's the second consecutive perfect inning for Tyler Burch. He's retired nine straight. On to the seventh, Bowie has three outs to try and score one run. You're listening to Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Well, as always, it's a pleasure to have you join us here at the ballpark for a little bit of Bay Sox baseball. As we move into the seventh inning here in game one of today's doubleheader, the Bay Sox need to get one run and have three outs to get it as they trail 3-2 against Altoona. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you, and Altoona is making a pitching change. Tyler Samaniego comes in to try and log his fourth save of the season. Justin Mize is done for the day. He is the winning pitcher at the moment. After the starter failed to complete five innings, Mize fired three innings, gave up two hits and one run. First pitch to Dante Williams is called for strike in the outside half of the plate. Nothing in one to open. 6-7-8 in the Bowie lineup to bat with Williams, T.T. Bowens, and Tim Susnara. As the 0-1 pitch from the left-hander Samaniego is called a strike in the lower inside corner, nothing at two. Justin Mize struck out three batters, didn't walk anyone, gave up his only run on a solo home run to Judd Fabian with one out in the sixth. Williams is struck out looking and popped out to second base today. The 0-2 pitch, and it's too far up and away, count to a ball and two strikes. Tyler Samaniego, a 6'4", 205-pound, 24-year-old lefty from Huntsville, Alabama, 15th-round selection in 2021, fires the 1-2 outside, two balls and two strikes. He's a former Jaguar from South Alabama. On the season, he's made 20 appearances, a 2-1 record, a 6.35 ERA, 2-2, and it's sliced foul into the netting left side, count stays. 23 strikeouts, 10 walks for Samaniego in 22 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed just one home run. He's converted three saves and four chances. 2-2. Called strike three. High fastball there on Williams. That one may be a little bit high, especially considering Williams and his small 5'10 frame. But a fastball opens it up. That's the eighth strikeout for Altoona pitching here in game one. Now T.T. Bowens will bat. Again, one swing changes the outlook of this game as the first pitch to Bowens is bounced right back to the pitcher. That's not the swing they're looking for. Samaniego takes it on one hop, jogs to first, and underhands himself. A 1-3 putout, and Bowie is down to their final out. Well, game two will get going probably around 7 o'clock, maybe 6:50, 6:55 if we're trying to rush things. A seven-inning affair with Nick Dombkowski going for Altoona while the Bay Sox send out Connor Gillespie. First pitch to Tim Susnara nearly gets his cheek. Fastball has to brush him out of the box, and the count starts out at 1-0. Very close after Susnara had taken a light piece of contact on the helmet back in the fifth. Next pitch, still inside. My goodness, what do they have against Tim Susnara? Two balls and no strikes on that fastball. It's not like he crowds the plate. I feel like he does so mid-range when he's in the box. The 2-0. Called a strike. What a generous inside give. What is going on right now? Two balls and one strike. Samaniego, a quick rhythm. The next. And it's called strike low and in. Bowie is down to their final strike as Samaniego is trying not to give Bowie a chance to even breathe right now. As they're down to their final strike here in game one. 3-2 ball game. Bases empty. Two outs in the top of the seventh inning. As the 2-2. Is swung on and missed for strike three. So Altoona takes game one of today's twin bill. A 3-2 final. The Bay Sox got it close, but they suffer their 10th one-run loss of the season. 10-10 in games decided by one run. If you're sticking with us on Capital Gold WNAV, we're going to step aside for now. We'll send it back into regular programming on 1430 AM and 99.9. If you're sticking around on BaySox.com/listen, we'll send you back into our lobby for a brief moment. But for now, we'll break and get you back in to Bay Sox baseball in about 30 to 35 minutes. But game one final, it's Altoona 3, Bowie 2. We'll step aside and talk to you in about a half hour. Thank you.
You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. We'll be right back. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. We'll be right back. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from PNG Field. It's game three of this seven-game series between the Altoona Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping by the ballpark this evening. Alongside Andre Magaro, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from Altoona, Pennsylvania. Game two of today's doubleheader with Altoona capturing the first one 3-2. A late solo home run by Judd Fabian got the Bay Sox close, but a quick seventh inning shutdown from Tyler Samaniego had kept Bowie from getting even closer. But as Nick Dimkowski prepares to warm on the mound, a Field of Dreams team is collecting their autographs following the national anthem. You figured they could have done that before the national anthem. But as they collect their autographs and depart the field, one of the young Little League teams from the Altoona area, Nick Dimkowski will finally climb the hill and start to warm. As he gets loose for the Curve, the starting lineup for the Bowie Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at shortstop, you've got Joseph Rosa, followed by Kobe Mayo at third base, batting second. Judd Fabian is the center fielder, batting third. John Rhodes in right field cleans up. Shane Fontana is the designated hitter, batting fifth. Billy Cook at second base, bats sixth. T.T. Bowens at first base, bats seventh. Zach Watson in left field, bats eighth. And Randy Florentino is the catcher, batting ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Herman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. Bowie is 28-36 in the season, a one-game losing streak, currently 5-5 over their last 10 and 14-14 on the road. In the first half, they are eliminated from postseason contention, 7 games out of first place, 6th out of the 6-team Southwest Division. Again, their lineup features Rosa, Mayo, Fabian, Rhodes, Fontana, Cook, Bowens, Watson, Florentino, all to face off against Nick Dimkowski on the mound. As the switch hitter Joseph Rosa digs in, he'll bat as a righty, 231 average with a 690 OPS in 14 games, no doubles, a triple, 2 homers, 5 runs batted in. Dimkowski sets, holds at the waist, turns, kicks, and fires the first pitch in. It's an off-speed, lifted high and foul, out of play behind home plate. Nothing in one to start. We're underway at 6:59 p.m. on a 70-degree overcast day here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Rain is threatening. These mountains, though, can play tricks on you when it comes to the weather. As the 0-1 pitch is floated into shallow right center field, but hanging up just enough for the center fielder Chavez Young to run it down. He makes the catch mid-stride and slows up his jog out toward the warning track. One down. Let's tell you about the defense. Left to right in the outfield, you've got Connor Scott, Chavez Young, Matt Frazier. Norkis Marcos is at third base, Andres Alvarez the shortstop. Leo Piguero at second, Matt Gorski at first, and Dylan Shockley catches behind the plate for Nick Dimkowski on the mound. As Kobe Mayo steps into the box, saw his team-leading 33-game on-base streak close in Game 1 of this twin bill. First pitch is called a strike. Change-up at the knees opens it up at nothing and one. Mayo hitting 295 with a 986 OPS in 62 games as the 0-1 pitch comes through, and it's called for strike on another low fastball. Count goes to nothing and two. 22 doubles for Mayo, 2 triples, 12 home runs to lead the team as well. 36 runs batted in as he calls for a quick time. Nick Dimkowski, a 6'2", 195-pound left-hander, undrafted free agent, signed after 2021's draft from the University of Hartford, fires the 0-2 pitch, and Mayo bounces it high to third, two hops where it's picked eventually at the waist by Marcos, throws long across the diamond in time, 5-3 putout, suddenly two gone. Umpiring crew for today's game two sees Justin Juska at third base, Mitch Treziak is over at first, and Tom Fornarola calls the balls and strikes behind home plate. Judd Fabian to bat now, 2-for-8. Picked up a home run in the sixth inning of game one in this tilt. His first in AA, parked it over the left field wall, just in the third row of bleachers they've got there up past left. First pitch in. Right-hander watches fastball miss up and away. It's 1-0 to start. Nick Dimkowski making just his second start of the season, a spot start here in the back end of this twin bill. Fires the 1-0 pitch. And it misses up and in, another fastball, 2-0. 2-2 record for Dombkowski, a 4.64 ERA, but he does have distance in his history, 18 appearances and 33 innings, 2-0. Under the knees, 3 balls and no strikes early here on Fabian. Only 24 strikeouts for Dombkowski, 11 walks, and he has given up 9 bombs, 6 of them to right-handers. Bases empty, 2 outs here in a scoreless top of the first. As Dombkowski stepped off the rubber, climbed the hill once more, and now fires the 3-0. Fabian watches it miss well high. Fastball is a 2-out, 4-pitch walk. So Bowie gets their first base runner. First inning of Game 1, they went down in order on just 13 pitches against Braxton Ashcraft. So off to an earlier start here for Bowie. They just want to make something happen with it. And John Rhodes, a fresh bat, could be the one to do it. Rhodes didn't play in Game 1. 251 on the season for Rhodes, a 770 OPS in 49 games. 12 doubles, 3 triples, 4 homers, 28 runs batted in. First pitch in, and the right-hander watches fastball miss high. That's 5 consecutive outside of the zone for Nick Dombkowski. After starting with what was 5 consecutive strikes. Talk about yin and yang there, Andre. Long hold, now the 1-0, and Rhodes fouls it off behind the net. Count goes even at 1 ball and 1 strike. I tell you, Altoona just does so many things different at this ballpark. They're staunch representatives of a 6 o'clock start time, which many teams don't do. They set that start time uniformly across the entire week, which many teams don't do. Regardless of the start time, pickoff throw over to first does not elicit a tag. Judd Fabian has not attempted a stolen base yet in his 2 games with Bowie. For comparison, the Bay Sox will have a 7 o'clock start on Fridays compared to their usual 6:30s. And then, of course, a 1 o'clock on Sunday, but Altoona does 6 o'clock across the board. 1-1 misses high, and they've got Fabian backpicked. He tripped while trying to go back to first base, and Dylan Shockley throws him out 2-3. So the Bay Sox get a 2-out walk, and that runner thrown off the base paths. Bowie's been having that happen a couple of times this week. Bottom of the first coming up. Bowie nothing. Altoona set to bat on Capital Gold WNAV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Well, the Bay Sox get a base runner in the first, but come up short. Only 12 pitches for Nick Dombkowski. As we move to the bottom of the first here at PNG Field in Altoona, Connor Gillespie warms on the mound for Bowie. And the starting lineup for the Altoona curve that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at second base, you've got Leover Peguero, followed by Chavez Young in center field batting second. Abraham Gutierrez is the designated hitter batting third. Matt Gorski at first base cleans up. Matt Frazier in right field bats fifth. Andres Alvarez, the shortstop, bats sixth. Connor Scott is in left field batting seventh. Dylan Shockley catches and bats eighth. Norkis Marcos is the third baseman batting ninth. Altoona is the AA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're managed by Calix Crabb, assisted by Cale Johnson, John Nunnally, Blake Butler, and Gary Green. The Curve are 32-31 in the season, a one-game winning streak, but still just 3-7 over their last 10, 16-12 when playing in front of home crowds. Altoona, into Game 2 of this twin bill, is tied for second, 2.5 games out of first place. Again, their lineup features Peguero, Young, Gutierrez, Gorski, Frazier, Alvarez, Scott, Shockley, Marcos, all to face off against right-hander Connor Gillespie on the mound. Ball gets thrown around the horn, and it gets back to Gillespie on the hill as Peguero digs in. 272 average and a 789 OPS in 59 games for the righty. 18 doubles and a triple, 8 homers, 31 runs batted in. First pitch. Fastball misses outside, and it's 1-0 to start. Well, the early tale for Connor Gillespie today, and we were discussing it briefly in Game 1 of this doubleheader, is that it's only his third start as the 1-0 pitch is just too far low and away. I guess Peguero's height had to play into that one some, but it looked like it was close. Peguero stands at 6'2", 2 balls and no strikes. Gillespie is expected to continue developing as a pseudo-starter in the Orioles organization, as the 2-0 pitch is too far outside. Off-speed starts it out at 3-0. But because of the abundance of starting pitching talent in the Bay Sox organization, and the Orioles organization in general, but specifically here with Bowie, Bowie has been using tandem pitching outings, 3-0 pitch. Fastball called for strike on the inside edge, and it's 3-1. And Connor Gillespie, by consequence, has been, in a sense, relegated to being the back end of a tandem most of his time. A lot of times following Cade Povich or Justin Armbruster. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down under the knees on Peguero, and it runs full. Peguero, a good hitter with a full count. 333 average. Walks 40% of the time. As Gillespie goes through his timing, kicks and sends in the payoff. Curveball lifted deep out to left field. Watson back to the warning track. This one's gone. Leadoff home run from Leover Peguero. That's just his second this season on a full count, but his ninth overall. And Altoona has the 1-0 edge here in the first. 103 miles an hour off of the bat, 393 feet away from home plate. Just the fifth given up by Connor Gillespie this season in over 43 innings. So Bowie quickly in a hole here in Game 2 after they had broken ahead for a 1-0 lead in Game 1 before Cade Povich had blown that opportunity. And it looks like Altoona has a home run hat to celebrate of their own. They've just shown it up here on the MILB TV feed. Can you see it from here, Andre? I'm not sure if you can. First pitch to Chavez Young is fouled off back to the screen. Count starts out at 0-1. It's a costume prop from Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean. His hat and his dreadlocks. Pirate-themed, of course. 214 average for Chavez Young, a 517 OPS in 8 games this season. Switch hitter bats lefty as the next comes in, and it's called for strike. Change up inside edge, and it's 0-2.
They're probably going to give that away for a promotion here today, and then the team just found it and said they would hang on to it.
We'll discuss that in about a second here. Altoona did have an interesting promotion today. The 0-2 pitch is grounded foul into the Altoona dugout. So it's called Red Up Night. It's some sort of Pittsburgh area slang, and of course Altoona is only 85 miles away from Pittsburgh, 80 miles, something along those lines. So it's well within the regional dialect. As another 0-2 pitch is grounded fair on the first base side, a couple of low scoops, and T.T. Bowens does mishandle, but plenty of time to recover and take it to the bag himself. 3 unassisted is the first out of the inning. The Bowie defense from left around in the outfield sees Zach Watson, Judd Fabian, and John Rhodes. Kobe Mayo is at third today. Joseph Rosa is at short. Billy Cook at second. T.T. Bowens at first. And Randy Florentino catches behind the plate for Connor Gillespie on the mound. As Abraham Gutierrez bats, 316 average, 929 OPS in 10 games. First pitch. And he takes a late swing and a breaking ball inside. Fouls it off back to the screen. Count starts out at 0-1. Two homers for Gutierrez this season. 6 runs batted in. So Red Up, spelled R-E-D-D. I don't even know what the second D is about. It basically just means cleanup. Here's the 0-1. Another foul, this time breaking ball outside, 0-2. So what Altoona did was clear out a lot of their storage spaces, find old giveaways that hadn't been given away due to attendance or for other reasons. Sometimes you want to keep giveaways for promotional events, things of that nature. 0-2 pitch, up and away. Fastball runs the count to a ball and 2 strikes as Bowie trails 1-0 in the first. So Altoona just cleared out their closet and gave away a lot of the items. And they take it a step further with their in-game promotions. The prizes they give away for the little trivia they do on the scoreboard between innings is even more wild. The 1-2 pitch is floated in the air. Foul ground, first base side. Bowens looks to have a mark on it. And he does. Makes the catch just before touching onto the warning track. Make it 2 outs here in the first inning. Bay Sox in their alternate orange jerseys for Game 2. Gray pants, black cap, the black block buoy lettered across the front side, while Altoona is in their maroon jerseys, white pants, and the maroon cap. We've got the scripted Altoona on the front of the jersey as Matt Gorski bats. First baseman hitting 262 with a 767 OPS. First pitch, and he swings and misses. Fastball outside at 93. 0-1 to start. So to go with the theme of clearing out your closet and giving away your junk, they gave a child who answered a trivia question right earlier today a twin mattress. And then they gave another fan, as the 0-1 pitch is too far outside, 1-1, they gave another fan who had guessed the high-low game. I don't know exactly what it was. It's a lot of just trivia in a lot of ways. They gave another fan an old turnstile from apparently a previous design of the ballpark, as the 1-1 is popped up. Third base side, Joseph Rosa taking command of the infield with his ankles on the grass, makes the catch. Leadoff home run by Leover Peguero puts Altoona on the board first. As we go to the second, it's a 1-0 curve lead on Capital Gold WNAV.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Once again, welcome into PNG Field in Altoona. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from Pennsylvania. As Bowie is quickly down 1-0 here into the second inning. They got a two-out base runner in the first, but Judd Fabian had gotten picked off by the catcher to end that frame. John Rhodes will bat again, as the first pitch to him is a breaking ball that misses outside. Count starts out at 1-0. Rhodes had worked ahead to a 2-1 count when Fabian got picked off. The next pitch in is popped up. Right center field, more so on shallow right now, as the second baseman, Leover Peguero, is going to take charge. He makes the catch. Bay Sox have only gotten 1 out of the infield so far against their first 4 batters, and now Shane Fontana will bat. 281 average for Fontana this season, 847 OPS. 19 games played with 6 doubles, no triples. 2 homers, 10 runs batted in. As third base plays in on the baseline, but still a little bit closer to second than in a routine position. First pitch into the left-hander from Dymkowski is a late swing and miss on a breaking ball in the other batter's box. Count starts out at 0-1. I tell you, the Bay Sox have had a tough time with doubleheader games this season, as the 1-0 pitch is too far under the knees. Breaking ball runs it again now to 1-1. Bowie has only won 1 of the 5 that they've played at this point. Here's the 2-0, and it's fouled off of home plate. And I think it hit the catcher. Might have kicked something up on Shockley's eyes. Shockley threw his mask off, was holding his face, and now he's going to grab the helmet under his mask to put back on. But at the very least, for the time being, Victor Silva and Calix Crabb will come out. Silva, the athletic trainer. Let's see what Altoona can show us on replay if they were able to catch it. But I know that feeling. I hate that feeling. I wear contacts. Now, I saw a contact case in the hotel room, Andre. Do you wear contacts? I didn't know that about you.
I do. I wear monthly contacts.
So you sleep with them?
No, you take them out
every
day.
Oh, okay, okay.
You change the prescription monthly. Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm supposed to change my monthly, but as far as you've understood from me, I'm very lazy.
I get terrible headaches whenever mine are past due, so I usually remember one way or another.
I'll get headaches if I sleep in them, and my eye, like my vision will absolutely deteriorate immediately after I wake up if I sleep in them. And I'm not sure, I haven't seen a replay just yet, so I wonder if the foul ball had kind of hit off of Shockley, and they're checking to see if he had a concussion or anything. I think it was less dirt and more of foul ball. So we made a terrible pivot into talking about contact lenses, Andre, but at least we filled the time, and Shockley is fortunately okay. So it does run the count to, it says 2-1. It should be 1-2, because that was absolutely a foul ball on Shane Fontana. And the home plate umpire is waiting for the count to be corrected. The entire time, Dombkowski had seen the home plate umpire trying to signal and reset the count, so he didn't climb the mound. And now they've got it fixed. So now the 1-2 pitch. Fontana watches called strike three. Breaking ball grabs the lower outside corner. Long delay for Fontana to strike out looking. That's the first of the day for Dombkowski. First for either side this evening. And now Billy Cook will bat. I was talking about shutouts, or not shutouts, doubleheader games. Bowie's only doubleheader win was a shutout. And it was started by Cade Povich. He had fired 5 strong innings against Richmond back in late April. First pitch here to Billy Cook is swung on and fouled. Shockley taking a beating. I think it got more off of his lower half than it did around his head, but he still takes the mask off anyway to just catch his breath a little bit. And the home plate umpire will oblige. Walk a ball about halfway out toward the mound and throw it up to Dombkowski. But it's nothing and one to start on Cook, who's hitting .244, .729 OPS in 57 games. Dombkowski quick to set right back up. Now the 0-1 pitch. Is flared foul, right side out of play, nothing and two. 12 doubles and a triple for Cook. He had a home run yesterday. 7 total. 30 runs batted in this season. As Bowie trails 1-0 here in the top of the second. Wind still moving in slowly from left field, seeing it top out at around 9 miles an hour this evening as the 0-2 pitch is again floated foul out of play right side. Count stays. We've got some heavy clouds overhead, but they sit underneath the overcast skies. They've got the lights on here at the ballpark, those new LED lights. I think they installed them last season. As the 0-2 pitch is called strike three. No, too far outside. That seemed like a strike from the previous strikeout to Fontana, right, Andre? It does seem a little bit wide, and it was the right call. But it caught the entire infield off guard, just as it had caught me off guard. That's what I get for assuming. So Cook with new life. The 1-2 pitch. They look for outside again, and he fouls it off. Fastball goes back to the screen eventually, and it's still 1-2. Yeah, the tricky thing about these mountains is that it can make the weather so unpredictable, the way that they can actually break up the clouds, or the clouds may wrap around them and sneak a rain shower up on top of you, as the 1-2 is again popped foul out of play right side. Cook continually going the other way. Good mix of fastballs and breaking balls as well to not really keep it easy on him. Dombkowski wastes no time, though, to bring in another 1-2. And Cook punches it into right field for a base hit. Lengthy battle, 7 pitches, and Cook extends his hit streak to 5 consecutive games. First hit of the day for Bowie. 2-out base runner and a tying run on the base paths for T.T. Bowens to try and do something with. Bowens hitting .232 on the season, a .762 OPS in 28 games. 7 doubles, no triples, 4 homers. 7 runs batted in. Cook is going to have to take a short lead at first. First pitch, and Bowen swings and misses on a breaking ball outside. Count starts out at nothing and one. You know, our colleague in the other broadcast booth had brought up something to me the other day. I think it was when Altoona was at Prince George's Stadium last month. That pitcher pickoffs are actually hard to find from Major League Baseball, as the 0-1 pitch misses outside to Bowens. It's 1-1. And believe me, Andre, if I can't find a statistic, then can anyone?
It's a fair statement.
And I looked. I looked for quite some time. Could not find a succinct, clear, open answer for pickoffs. 1-1. Just under the knees. Bowens does have the height to aid him there. Count goes to 2-1. I'd say the best pickoff move the Bay Sox have belongs to Chase McDermott. The 2-1 pitch. And Bowens cranks a line drive foul. Third base side. Touches down off of the mound of the Bay Sox bullpen. And it runs the count even at 2-2. Bowens 0 for 7 overall this week. He got thrown out trying to score from first base in the second inning of game 1 after he had reached on an error. And a 2-2 count. And a pickoff throw over to first. That's one of those left-hander, keep-you-honest tosses. But the way that this series has gone, even with a left-hander on the mound, it's on the pitcher to be mindful of how they work, because we've already seen 4 balks this week. 2-2. Up and away. Run it full here on Bowens. TT does not get to a full count too often, but he's been able to get on base plenty when he does. 1-for-7, 4 strikeouts, 9 walks. As Bowie trails 1-0 here in the second inning, 1 hit on each side. Cook will get a jump start, but he needs to make sure Dombkowski delivers. There he goes. Pitch home is fouled off. Right side, and the count stays. Lengthy inning at the very least, and it could limit Dombkowski's overall outing. He had thrown 12 pitches in the first inning. That was his 19th in this inning alone. Still one extra disengagement for Dombkowski here, but he sends home, and the payoff is outside for ball four. Cook didn't even really get that big of a jump. Fans are groaning about that one, too, and that one was probably the most clear-cut ball out of the entire bunch. It might have made a late break inside at the very last moment, but it was still outside. That is the second walk.
Dylan Shockley is a very good defensive catcher, and sometimes when you're watching the game as a spectator, you can get fooled by those late frame drops, and he brought that pitch in an awful lot.
So Bowie gets their first runner into scoring position. Billy Cook up to second base. He didn't even really get that big of a jump on the second 3-2 pitch. I guess he realized that it wasn't going to be worth much. Didn't seem as if Bowens was going to swing. But now Zach Watson will bat. Number 8 batter, inning 224 on the season with a 696 OPS in 39 games. 8 doubles, 1 triple, 6 homers, 23 runs batted in. Dombkowski looks back second. Sends in the first pitch. Watson lines it over toward second. Scooped in the air by Leover Peguero. And the inning is over. So Bowie gets a couple of 2-out base runners, but nothing to show for it. Bottom of the second coming up as they trail 1-0 on Capital Gold WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Well, fans, it's Bay Sox Pride Night on Friday, June 30th, inviting everyone in the LGBTQ plus community and their allies out to the ballpark for a night of inclusion and celebration to wrap up a great Pride Month. Pride hat, ticket package available for that one, Bay Sox Pride logo to go with it. If you can get your tickets at BaySox.com, do so quickly. So we move to the bottom of the second. Bowie trails 1-0. First pitch from Connor Gillespie to Matt Frazier is called for strike. Fastball grabs the upper inside corner, and it's 0-1. 236 average for Frazier this season, a 679 OPS in 56 games. He did not play in game one. Next pitch, called strike. Little bit low. And it runs the count to 0-2. 5 homers for Frazier, 22 RBI. Gillespie needed 17 pitches in the first, gave up a leadoff home run to Leover Peguero. As the 0-2 pitch is hit hard out toward right field, but it's going to hang up. John Rhodes running it down and makes the catch just before crossing into foul territory. He almost overran the ball. But either way, it's one out. That's the third time this season, Andre, that the leadoff batter of a game is homered. First two were Richmond. Ishmael Mungaya and Shane Matheny last week. Matheny kicked off that series with a solo home run. First pitch to Andres Alvarez is called for strike. Breaking ball right down Broadway. Nothing in one to start. 2.08 average for Alvarez, a 6.19 OPS in 57 games. 12 doubles, no triples, 5 homers, 23 runs batted in. Here's the 0-1. Called strike. Generous outside give. That's why I was anticipating Billy Cook to have struck out looking back in the second inning. That pitch is in the same spot. Count goes to nothing at 2. Gillespie wants his first strikeout, the pitch. And it's grounded to the left side instead. Backhanded deep in the hole by Rosa. Plants, throws, got him. 6-3 put out. And he beat Alvarez by a couple of steps, too. So quickly, two up, two down after the homer. That's 5 consecutive outs by Connor Gillespie. Yeah, that leadoff home run is notable, too, because if I'm not mistaken, and I know you don't have this on hand, Andre, but I think Bowie only allowed one leadoff home run all last season. Obviously, pitchers are different, and when staffs turn over as much as they do over the course of minor league seasons, you just got to be ready for things like that. But it is still something. Here's Connor Scott. First pitch misses down. That is the first pitch out of the zone for Connor Gillespie in this half inning. 2.10 average for Scott, a 5.88 OPS in 44 games, 8 doubles, 4 triples, 1 homer, 22 runs batted in, 1-0. And he pops it up foul. Gets behind home plate. Randy Florentino had thought about it, but it will get up to the second deck. Count goes to 1-1 now. Bowie trails 1-0 here in the second, game 2 of tonight's Twin Bill. Weather forecast not looking too pretty over the course of the next few days, as the 1-1 is too far outside. Now, that was as far away from the plate as the second called strike to Andres Alvarez, but that one was called for ball. Obviously different since it's a left-hander, but even so, the margins are the same on where the strike zone should be. 2-1, called strike. That one just above the knees, right down the middle of the plate, though. Count to 2-2. As time is called. But Altoona taking the first game of this doubleheader does give them a potential of life in the Eastern League's Southwest Division, as after today they have 4 more games left in the half. 2-2. Cranked out to right center field and deep. Fabian running back as it holds up in front of the warning track. He'll make the catch. Back still to the infield, but Fabian has shown some excellent range in center. Helps Connor Gillespie finish a 3-up, 3-down inning. Andre has the play-by-play when we come back. It's on to the third as Bowie trails 1-0 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
Wolfman Jack. The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Back here at PNG Field in Altoona, first pitch to Randy Florentino is a fastball upstairs for a called ball. 1-0 the count here to Florentino as he leads off the top half of the third. The Bay Sox trailing 1-0 to the Altoona curve. A lefty-on-lefty matchup against Nick Domkowski, who continues, and Florentino rockets this one to right field. But it hangs up for Matt Frazier, who in the end just has to take 2 steps to his left for the right fielder. Makes the catch for out number one. Hard contact from Florentino for the first out of the frame, but one out and the base is empty as the lineup card flips over here for Joseph Rosa. He's followed by Kobe Mayo as the Bay Sox, who already dropped game one of the twin bill today in the second of these 2 7-inning affairs, looking to get the bats going. First pitch to Rosa is called a strike, a breaking ball that breaks middle. And nothing in one to start to him. Rosa, a fly ball out to center field to get this game started. Dombkowski's 0-1. Rosa swings, nicks it off the catcher, Dylan Shockley, who has been taking a beating back there. Had already taken one off the helmet and had a brief delay. That one looked like it just nipped off his mask, but he's all smiles as he picks up the pearl and tosses it back over towards the Altoona dugout on the first base side. Certainly a good sign to see as it's 0-2 here to Rosa. There are small rain droplets that are beginning to fall as the overcast skies continue to loom here in Altoona. The 0-1 to Rosa nearly hits him in the foot. Breaking ball missed in the right-handed batter's box to the switch hitter, batting righty. He was able to step his foot out of the way as Shockley slid over to his left to block. 1-2 the count. The threat of precipitation has persisted here tonight, as it does throughout most of the rest of the week. 1-2. Rosa swings and sends one deep to center field. Young racing back. Now he pulls up just in front of the warning track. He makes the catch high over top of his cap. Was a bit of a hop and a step backward from the center fielder, but he was able to track back after playing shaded towards right center. Rosa's retired on the second fly ball out the center field for him tonight. Two down, the base is empty for Kobe Mayo. Yeah, the forecast for tomorrow does not look super promising. It's about a 50-50 shot at thunderstorms throughout the weekend here in Altoona. But these games, again, very important to get into when you consider the playoff race. Here's Kobe Mayo, 0-for-1 day. He takes fastball. It must have just missed low. It looked pretty good based on our readout. Looked like it hit above the knees. But regardless, it's called in. 1-0 to start here to Mayo, who's 0-for-1 today. Next pitch, low and away. Two balls in, no strikes. But again, Altoona still a stone's throw from first place in the Southwest Division. They're 2.5 back now with 5 games left to play, including this one. 2-0 to Mayo. Is laced right back up the middle for a base hit. Past the outstretched glove of the pitcher Dombkowski, Mayo, after seeing his 33-game on-base streak and 9-game hitting streak come to a close, picks up a 2-out single on a line drive 107 miles an hour off the bat up the middle here in the third. So now hits in 10 of 11 for Mayo. He's at first with 2 outs for Judd Fabian. Just a second hit for Bowie in this one. Fabian walked his first time up. 3-hole man in the Bowie lineup. Bats right-handed. First pitch from the southpaw. Dombkowski is swung on and missed. Breaking ball down. Shockley blocked it. It jutted out to his left-hand side. He chases it up the third baseline. No advancement from Mayo, who didn't get a particularly good read as the right-handed batter Fabian had been shielding him from seeing the baseball in the righty box. The count's 0-1 here to start. Third double-A game for Fabian, top 15 Orioles prospect. He hit his first double-A homer in the front end of this twin bill earlier today. 0-1, shatters his bat on a ground ball to shortstop. Alvarez deep in the hole, gets around on it, goes the short way to second as Fabian's timber went flying over towards the third baseman, Marcos. But Mayo's cut down, 6-4. That retires the side on the ground out here in the third. Two-out single, nothing comes of it. Bay Sox trail 1-0 as we head to the bottom half of the third on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capitol Gold WNEV.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms.
but less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Bottom of the third inning from People's Natural Gas Field in Altoona. The Bowie Bay Sox trail the Altoona curve 1-0, 8-9-1. Scheduled to bat here in the frame against Connor Gillespie, the right-hander, continues on the mound for Bowie. The catcher, Dylan Shockley, leads things off. First of three straight right-handers to bat in the frame, and his first pitch is an inside-out swing foul into the upper-level seating right side. It kicks off a couple of dark green plastic seatbacks over to a fan, and the count's nothing and one here to start the Shockley. It'll be Shockley, then Norkis Marcos, and then top of the lineup, Leover Peguero. Shockley, a 206 hitter this season. No home runs, 8 runs batted in. Next pitch is a called strike, top of the zone, makes it nothing and two. A couple of fastballs that have eaten up most of the plate so far. Time called by the batter here. For Gillespie, steps back onto the mound. He operates well off to the first base side, right foot just tapping the edge of the mound, and his left foot out in front. Taps up and down before a couple of shrugs of the left shoulder. Now out of the windup, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Good off-speed towards the top of the zone. Shockley swung through it. First strikeout for Connor Gillespie, and one down here in the third. One out and the base is empty for Norkis Marcos. Just the fourth double-A game for Marcos, 167 average. No extra base hits, no RBIs to his tab yet. First pitch, fastball, center cut, called strike. Gets Gillespie ahead of Marcos, nothing in one. As the right-hander continues to work with tenacity on the mound. Slightly bent over before he goes through his motions, and now the 0-1 is a swing and a miss again. Slider broke outer third and gets Gillespie quickly ahead, nothing in two. He is working with a furious pace on the mound. As soon as the right-handed batter steps back in, Gillespie's ready to go. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And it's just off the outside edge of the plate, a fastball. Did miss his spot by a couple of inches over the outside edge. It's 1-2 now to Marcos. Gillespie bends, gets the sign. Ball and glove below the belt. 1-2 is tapped foul right side off the end of the bat. Into the upper level seating, it clanks off a couple of seats and stays 1-2 here to Marcos. First start of the series for Marcos. He did see action as a defensive replacement towards the tail end of Altoona's 3-2 victory earlier today in game one of the Twin Bill. 1-2 is a called strike three. Curveball snapped right over the heart of the plate at the knees. Back-to-back strikeouts for Connor Gillespie. Two up, two down here in the third. Really good to see Gillespie fill that strike zone as he has throughout most of his outing tonight. Two outs and the base is empty for Leover Peguero. His swing, the only one to do damage so far today as he pops the first pitch foul right side out of play. Nothing in one. Peguero, a full count solo home run to left field. It's the only run of the ball game so far. Righty on righty matchup against Gillespie. And now the 0-1. Called strike, outer third, fastball, nothing in two. Gillespie continues to just pepper the strike zone. 37 pitches, 29 of them for strikes. He's looking to strike out the side here in the third. 0-2 pitch is a called strike three. Top of the zone, the fastball froze Peguero. Three straight strikeouts for Connor Gillespie. Sit down the curve in order. Here in the third. We head to the fourth. Bowie trails 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
At Luminous Health, we're covering all the bases when it comes to scheduling your healthcare appointments. Services like primary care, orthopedics, physical therapy, and imaging are available to book online from your phone, tablet, or computer. We'll help you find an appointment at a location and time that works for you. Because at Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Visit luminoushealth.org, that's luminishealth.org, to schedule today.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Now back to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
Well, the Bay Sox are looking to get the offense going against Nick Dombkowski here in the top half of the fourth as Bowie is trying to avoid being swept in a doubleheader in back-to-back weeks. They trail 1-0 here. John Rhodes, Shane Fontana, Billy Cook scheduled 3 to hit. The first pitch to Rhodes is off-speed that tickles the outside edge of the zone and is called strike. 0-1 to Rhodes. Right there over the lower edge of the plate. 0-1. Rhodes swings and misses at the same pitch down this time. Breaking ball gets him out in front, and it's 0-2. Rhodes popped out first time up. He'll take time here before the 0-2 pitch, but it's been the theme with the Bay Sox of trying to get their offense going in these doubleheaders. They only scored one run through both seven-inning affairs last week against Richmond, and they're averaging just under a run and a half per game when they've played doubleheaders this season. 0-2, swing and a miss. That won't help the cause. Fastball upstairs gets Rhodes to chase, and a three-pitch strikeout for Dombkowski, second of the evening, kicks off the fourth. One out, and the base is empty with Shane Fontana coming to the plate. Fontana, one of two true lefties in the lineup. He's 0-1 today with a looking strikeout against the southpaw Dombkowski. The pitch is hit foul, lifted left side into the seats. That starts him out at 0-1. Third baseman Marcos was playing in to start. Now retreats even with the bag off the line at third. Shortstop Alvarez is playing deep, just a couple steps away from the second base bag. Next pitch from Fontana is grounded straight to him. On a couple of hops, Alvarez fields down to his left and makes the throw on the run in time. 6-3 put out retires Fontana, and there's quickly two down here in the fourth. There's another left-hander getting loose down the right field line right now for Altoona. This has been a quick frame for Nick Dombkowski. Still south of 50 pitches. Two outs and the base is empty with Billy Cook coming to bat. First pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1 to start to Cook as a fastball blown past him, but Cook a good hard single to right field. Now hits in 12 of 13 games and 5 straight for him. 0-1. He watches called strike in our third, 0-2, as a breaking ball backs up on him. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Bowie trailing 1-0 here, top half of the fourth. The pitch is lifted in the air, right field. Out comes the second baseman, Peguero. Down goes Frazier in right. He calls off the second baseman, makes the catch. Still well off the line in shallow right field. 1-2-3 inning for Nick Dombkowski. Bay Sox go quietly again. They trail 1-0 as we head to the bottom half of the fourth on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Bottom half of the fourth from PNG Field in Altoona. The Bay Sox still trail 1-0 as they're trying to get the bats going here in the back end of this doubleheader. Remember, just a 7-inning game. Bowie only has 3 more ups after this one. And Connor Gillespie's trying to keep it going off his strong start. He's set to face 2-3-4 second time through. The first up is switch hitting center fielder Chavez Young, and he takes low for ball one. Get this inning started. Young batting from the left side against the right-handed arm of Gillespie. Rolled over to the first baseman, Bowens. Retired 3 and assisted his first time up. Third baseman, Mayo, creeps in on the edge of the cutout, but the next pitch is skied in the air. Shallow center field. Fabian's running in as the shortstop Rosa out behind the second base bag. He's tracking, and he's able to settle underneath it and make the catch. Took a couple shades out to his right, then to his left. There is no wind here at PNG Field, but perhaps just struggled to find it in these overcast, cloudy skies at twilight hour. But Rosa's still able to make the play. A pop out for Young, and there's one down in the fourth. Base is empty now for Abraham Gutierrez. 0-for-1 day for him. He popped out on the infield in the first pitch, swinging a miss. High and tight fastball tied him up. Nothing and one to start here. Gillespie has continued to just pound the strike zone to these hitters. 42 pitches, 33 strikes. 0-1. Off speed, tickles the outside edge, a called strike. Now nothing and two. He's been very sharp with that breaking ball to play off of the fastball that's been high and inside. And outside of that one full count challenge pitch to Leover Peguero that got deposited over the left field fence, it's been a very solid outing for him. Shrug of the shoulder as he gets the sign. Now out of the windup, the 0-2. Is tapped over towards third. Mayo cuts down the angle, was playing close to the line. He runs in towards first base and makes a strong throw across the diamond. 5-3 retires Gutierrez, 2 down here in the fourth. Now if you're Gillespie, getting a pair of outs on 5 pitches, keeping that pitch count low. Continue to lengthen your outing if you meet this kind of efficiency. Here's Matt Gorski with 2 outs and the bases empty. Popped out to the shortstop his first time, 0-for-1 day. First pitch to him. Low and outside, fastball starts him at 1-0. Mentioned there was a left-hander that continues to throw in the Altoona bullpen. It's Omar Cruz continues to get loose. 1-0 pitch. Fastball just taken outside. This time had the vertical range to be in the strike zone. Just couldn't quite get it over enough horizontally. Counts 2-0. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. That time got the fastball over. Gorski swung through the outer third offering. 2 balls and 1 strike. Dombkowski's been in control and is used to pitching in bulk. But again, similar to Connor Gillespie, used to be a bridge at the back end of a start. Next pitch is slowly rolled up the first baseline. Gillespie off the mound, fields as time to barehand and throw to first. 1-3 put out, retires the side. And back-to-back 1-2-3 frames for Connor Gillespie. 3 consecutive, in fact. He's retired everybody. This is a solo home run to Leover Peguero. But we still trails 1-0 as we head to the fifth on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Are you a sailor, power boater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed lays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
From one left-hander to another, Altoona's into their bullpen here in the top half of the fifth inning. The southpaw Omar Cruz takes over for the curve as the Bay Sox trail 1-0. Sending the bottom third of their lineup up, T.T. Bowens. First baseman takes outside, and it's 1-0 to start. It'll be Bowens, Watson, and then the left-handed hitting catcher Randy Florentino scheduled to bat. Against Cruz, who delivers out of the windup, the southpaw's 1-0. He is taken up and outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Was a good start on the spot for Nick Dumkowski for Altoona, whose day is now done and line is closed after 4 very solid frames. 2-0 on the way here to Bowens, who had walked in his first plate appearance today, and he hasn't seen a strike yet. Fastball low, it's 3-0 to start. Dumkowski went 4 frames, allowed no runs on 2 hits, walked 2, struck out 2. Through 52 pitches, 36 strikes. 3-0. Bowen swings and cranks it toward center field. Young backing up, now slows up on the edge of the warning track. And in straightaway center, he curls around and makes the catch coming in. Bowen gave it a ride, but still about 30 feet short of the high wall in straightaway center field. He's retired for the first out of the fifth inning. Omar Cruz stands at 6 foot tall, 200 pounds, 24-year-old left-hander from Mexico. He's acquired in a trade with the Padres organization in 2021. Here's Zach Watson, who steps into the right-handed batter's box. First pitch is laced into left center field. Scott racing over, as is Young. Who's going to call it? It's the center fielder who makes the catch as Scott pulls up and left. Slight miscommunication between the two, but Young had good closing speed as he tracked into the left center alleyway. Back-to-back fly ball outs to the center fielder as the two pat each other on the back, heading back to their respective positions, and there's quickly two down here in the fifth. Base is empty here for Randy Florentino. Fly ball out to right field. Hard hit his first time up in the third. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. He takes a cold strike out or third, and it's nothing in one. And it's been another one of those games, particularly in the back half of doubleheaders, where the Bay Sox have struggled to find a way to get their offensive mojo going. 0-1, called strike in or third. Off-speed makes it nothing and two here to Florentino. Bowie shut out in the back end of a doubleheader last week against Richmond, and mention, averaging under a run and a half in games that are part of a doubleheader. 0-2 bounces in, blocked by Shockley. Florentino takes, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. At this point, you're just hoping for a little bit of run support for the work that Connor Gillespie's been able to do on the mound. 1-2 pitch. Florentino fouls it off to stay alive. Towards the handle, he spins it to the left side into the seats and stays at 1-2. Cruz so far this season has had limited action for the curve. This is just his 11th overall inning through 7 appearances, a 4.35 ERA and an 0-1 record. Next pitch to Florentino takes just off the plate. He's able to run the count to 2-2 after the outside offering. 4 hits, 5 earned runs allowed to the tab of Cruz. He's walked 10, struck out 10. Opponents hitting him at a 121 clip. 2-2 pitch. Florentino laces it back up the middle on one hop into center field for a base hit. 2 hard hit balls from Randy Florentino tonight. Good to see it is return to Bowie after a stint down in single A Delmarva. It's going to turn the lineup card over here with 2 outs for Joseph Rosa. 3rd hit for the Bay Sox, and can maybe try to find a little 2-out magic here. Rosa is 0-for-2 today, but he has flown out sharply to center field both times. Switch hitter will bat righty against the left-hander Cruz. First pitch. Takes called strike. Center cut on the off-speed offering. Nothing in one. Very sharp on that breaking ball from Cruz. Dropped it into the zone. Now the 0-1 pitch. Rosa lifts it in the air towards right field. Frazier, good closing speed, is able to run straight into the gap, and the right fielder makes the catch. Another two-out single for Bowie, but left stranded once again. Stretch time here in Altoona. It's the Bay Sox trail 1-0 on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
It's been a slow day for the Bay Sox offense, but there's been no slowing down. Connor Gillespie on the mound. Bowie trails 1-0. Gillespie has been cruising here heading into the bottom half of the fifth inning. Matt Frazier, Andres Alvarez, Connor Scott. 5-6-7 in the Altoona lineup, scheduled to face Gillespie second time. And the left-handed hitting Frazier ready to go. And Gillespie, the right-hander, on the mound. Set to deliver the first pitch out of the windup. Here it is. It's fouled straight back. Nothing at one to start. 12 in a row retired by the right-hander since he yielded a leadoff home run to Leover Peguero in the bottom half of the first inning. And through four frames, he's thrown just 48 pitches. Only 11 of them have missed the zone. 0-1 offering. Frazier watches called strike at the knees. Maybe a little below on the off-speed, a changeup that time. But it's been called throughout most of the evening. It's 0-2 to Frazier, who quickly wants time. That pace that Gillespie has been working with as well has kept these Altoona batters off balance quite a bit. He's set as Frazier steps back into the lefty box. Open stance bent at the knees. 0-2 is tapped over towards third. Mayo playing well off the line, almost towards a normal shortstop position. Fields, he throws, and it's a bullet that beats Frazier by half a step. Fans weren't too happy about it. Mayo did take his time to gather in the baseball and set his feet before throwing, and that gave Frazier the chance to use his speed and make it a close play. But he's still nailed by half a step for the first out of the fifth. That's 13 in a row retired, and one out with the bases empty for Andres Alvarez. Right-handed bat 0-for-1 today. Ground ball to shortstop. Swing and a miss. First pitch slider that dove way away from the right-handed hitter off the table. Nothing in one start. Infield straight up for the Bay Sox. Next pitch. Off speed, this time further outside. Alvarez twitched his hips but kept the bat on his shoulder. We're now 1-1. Next pitch from Gillespie. He is fouled straight back. Fastball. Just about letter high. Makes a count 1-2. The sun has continued to set here in Altoona. Haven't really seen it because of the mostly overcast skies. There was a brief sprinkle of some rain droplets, but it's since subsided. Stadium lights now all the way on. 1-2. And it's fouled back again. This time, pieced a slider on the outer third. Keeps the count 1-2 here to Alvarez. Long day of baseball. Bay Sox fell 3-2 in the front end of these two seven-inning games. I'm trying to avoid the sweep on the day here. 1-2. Taken low and away. Sharp curveball that time from Gillespie. Couldn't get the chase. Counts even at 2-2. Right-hander stoops over as he gets the sign. Twitching his left foot up and down. And now fires home. It's crushed towards center field, but on a line towards Judd Fabian, who can now drift in. Center fielder a couple paces over to his left, calmly makes the catch. Looked like a hot shot off the bat of Alvarez. Might have slightly missed the barrel out towards the end of the bat. It's a second out of the fifth inning. Two outs and the base is empty for Connor Scott. Oh for one day for Scott. Fly ball out to center field. Second southpaw to face Gillespie here in the frame. First pitch. And he drills this one into right field. Rhodes racing into the gap. Dives! And did he make the catch? Yes, he did! John Rhodes diving into the right center gap parallel to the ground. Takes an extra base hit away from Connor Scott. And it's 15 in a row retired by Connor Gillespie. Bowie Betts heading back to work after this. They trail 1-0 as Matt Sabatis will take you the rest of the way on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack.
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, "What's happening, Jack?" You know, "Hey, Jack, what's going on?" You know, so that was the hip slang, you know. So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, "What's happening, Jack?" Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region. Like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today?
Your exclusive home for Bay Sox baseball is Capital Gold WNAV.
Andre, quick, name the song.
I was not ready for that.
It's not even a recent song. That's a fun part. As we move to the sixth inning, first pitch to Kobe Mayo misses up and away, 1-0 to start. Mayo has one of three Bowie hits as the Bay Sox trail 1-0. Altoona only has one hit, one base runner as the 1-0 pitch. Mayo watches off speed for a called strike on the inside edge. It's 1-1. "I'm Still Standing" by Elton John. Connor Gillespie has been putting together a stellar outing. He just needs the offense to make it more worth his while. As the 1-1 is swung on and missed a curveball down, 1-2 now on Mayo, who's 1-2. He singled up the middle with two outs in the third inning and got forced out at second base. All three Bowie hits have been with two outs today. They have all been singles. Omar Cruz continues on the mound. He's trying to become the winning pitcher for Altoona today after Nick Dimkowski only fired four innings of scoreless ball. 1-2 pitch in from the lefty, and Mayo watches it miss down. Plenty of offerings down low here. After Cruz gave up a single to Randy Florentino after a lengthy plate appearance in the fifth. The 2-2. Mayo watches it miss inside. Oh boy, that was a close-looking pitch there. I guess the way that Mayo backed out of the box must have sold it a little bit to the home plate umpire. Tom Fornarola lets it go full on Mayo, who's hitting 241 on a full count. Payoff pitch, And it's much further inside for ball four. Even so, still a bit close. I think Mayo might have gotten a couple of good passes on that one to get the ultimate free pass. First walk given up by Omar Cruz. Third overall by Altoona pitching. And for the first time today, Bowie has the leadoff batter on base. Well, first time this game. It's the second time today. Shane Fontana led off the second inning of game one with a double. And he did score. As Judd Fabian will bat, first pitch, right-hander, watches fastball miss too far outside, 1-0 to start. Fabian walked with two outs in the first, but got picked off by the catcher. He bounced into a force in the third that ended the inning, 0-1 overall. Here's the 1-0. Fabian hits on a line, deep out toward left center field, but it's hanging up more so than it is lining, as Chavez Young will run it down. That ball just kept going higher and higher before finally taking a quick spin downwards. Young makes the catch, and there's one away now for John Rhodes. It is a short lead off of first base for Kobe Mayo when he does take the lead. John Rhodes is 0-2 on the day. Popped out to second base in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth. Bowie trails just 1-0 here in the sixth inning. First pitch into the right-hander, and Rhodes swings and misses. Breaking ball down, starts to count out at nothing and one. Well, we have had some spotted rain showers just slowly drizzle their way across the ballpark very briefly this evening. Umbrellas have popped up and closed at points tonight, as the next pitch is a curveball called for strike right down Broadway. Nothing and two here on Rhodes. And we do see a couple up right now, a couple of ponchos, a couple of hoods, and a couple of fans just toughing it out. So it's not that tough of a shower that's coming through, as the 0-2 pitch is too far inside. Looked like it nearly hit Rhodes, but he didn't move too much. Shockley had to chase it down just a little bit as it got away from him over to the right side. Count goes to 1-2. Rhodes will try again after going 0-4 on Tuesday, 0-2 today. Kobe Mayo wasn't interested in trying to advance on that ball in the dirt. Here's a pickoff throw to first. It's a nice hard throw by Cruz, but as mentioned, Mayo does not have a very big lead off of the bag for easy reasons. He's only attempted two steals this season. Dylan Shockley has had a very successful arm behind the dish, too. 1-2 pitch. Rhodes watches it miss outside. 2-2. Shockley has seen 31 stolen base attempts this season. He's caught 13. That is a high ratio, especially in this day and age of the sport with expanded bases, limits on pickoffs. Now the 2-2. Rhodes watches it miss high. Fastball runs it full. So second full count of the inning after Mayo walked. Rhodes hitting 217 in a full count. Strikes out a little under a third of the time. Still a short lead off of first, though, for Mayo. There's another pickoff throw available for Cruz, and he'll use it, but still no tag, as Mayo took about a step and a half before he was upright on the base. He could get a bigger lead right now if he wanted, after two disengagements, and there he goes. The 3-2 is high for ball four. Those last couple of pitches, Shockley had to hop out of his seat to grab the thing. So two walks here in the sixth inning. Puts tying run into scoring position. Second time that Bowie has had tying run into scoring position today. It's the first time that they've gotten it there with fewer than two outs. To be fair, that leadoff walk was the first time Bowie had gotten any base runner with fewer than two outs here in this one. As we'll get a brief mound visit with pitching coach Cale Johnson, why don't we go ahead and walk you through the rest of the Eastern League? Well, we've got a brief moment. Richmond and Harrisburg got rained out, and they're going to try and make it up on Saturday? No, Friday. I remember what day of the week it is, Andre. You can't say otherwise. They're going to make it up on Friday with a twin bill down at the Diamond. There's not much at stake in that contest. If it was anyone but Richmond, I'd say they probably could have canceled it, but Richmond, with how well they draw, they deserve to get every opening that they can. Erie and Hartford are tied at 1 in the bottom of the fourth. Seawolves are not too happy with the way the Bay Sox have been performing for their own benefit. As Erie wants to try and pull away in the final games of the Southwest Division. Binghamton leading Akron. That does help Erie. 3-2 in the bottom of the seventh. The meeting is over as Shane Fontana steps into the box now for Bowie. First pitch and the left-hander watches off speed. Called for strike right down the middle. Nothing in one to start. Fontana on an 0-for-2 day. Struck out looking in the second. He grounded out to the shortstop his last time up. Would like to avoid that here. He went 1-for-3 in game one with a double and a run scored. 0-1 pitch. And Fontana watches it miss outside. Another back pick to first. And it's just late. That's the second one now that we've seen from Dylan Shockley. The first one was successful, and that one nearly got John Rhodes. Especially with a runner at second base now, there's not an excuse. After that second one, there should be no excuse for Bowie to take large leads. At least from first base. Kobe Mayo has a very short lead at second. 1-1 pitch. Misses down, and it's 2-1. Granted, the thinking is fine. You've got a runner at second, the first baseman shouldn't be holding you on, and you've got a left-hander in the box. But that throw right there just shows what Dylan Shockley is comfortable with, and Bowie needs to adjust accordingly. 2-1 pitch. Misses down, 3-1. Altoona has gotten a right-hander moving in their bullpen. Oliver Garcia is getting loose as the Bay Sox are really putting on their first threat of the pretty much at the doubleheader. Despite that early 1-0 lead in game one, it's been all Altoona. 3-1. In snow, called a strike. What a late ring up on a breaking ball just in front of Shane Fontana's knees. Oh my goodness, this zone has been questionable, to put it neutrally. Fontana 1-for-4 on full counts with Bowie this season. The 3-2 is fouled off. There were a couple of big secondary leads there, mostly from John Rhodes. If Fontana can hit it to the alleys, Rhodes may not be one of the fastest out there. He does still have wheels. 6 stolen bases for the Bay Sox, and with a good jump, I could see him coming home. But it's on Fontana to get that hit. He's not struck out on a full count yet this season for Bowie. He's walked twice. As Cruz looks back second, and we get a spin pickoff to second base. It throws high and skips off of the shortstop's glove into center, but Kobe Mayo will not try to advance. Chavez Young was speedy to back it up, and it was a very hard throw by Omar Cruz, so it practically got to him in the blink of an eye. Mayo could have risked it. If it was anyone else, if it was a switched situation, if Rhodes was at second and Mayo was at first, maybe you could have seen the runner taking off. But at the very least, I assume that means Cruz will not throw back to second base now. We'll get another payoff pitch. Here it comes. Fontana swings and pops it up. Foul ground, third base side, running out on it. Marcos to the warning track, out of play. Just by a couple of feet, probably less than five, onto the picnic section they've got. Field level next to the Bay Sox bullpen where, mind you, no one is warming for Bowie. Connor Gillespie has been so close to perfection today, in which his only flaw is currently costing the Bay Sox. They trail 1-0. But we'll see an eighth pitch in this long plate appearance that has seen a couple of pickoffs, one that went into center field, and time called. Seems like Shockley was watching the pitch clock. That is the second disengagement, because the catcher had called for it with too few seconds left on the pitch clock. Once you're under a certain threshold, the catcher timeout counts as a disengagement. So that's the second one. Now the payoff to Fontana. He swings and misses for strike three. Fastball ends up right down Broadway anyway, and Fontana comes up empty. First strikeout for Omar Cruz, third overall for Altoona pitching. And now it's two outs for Billy Cook to try and do something against a new pitcher as Calix Crabb will come out of the dugout and make the switch. So Cruz is done. The curve will switch over to Oliver Garcia, a right-hander. to face off against Billy Cook. Tying run at second base, two outs in the sixth here in this seven-inning game. Back after this on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RADsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
Well, the Bay Sox really want to make sure they capitalize on this opportunity. Two walks with only one out here in the sixth inning, but a strikeout of Shane Fontana on a full count, making it a little tougher. So now with two gone, Altoona makes a pitching change. Omar Cruz is done for the day. He could be the pitcher of record. It all depends on how the game shakes out and what the official scorer feels as we sit here in the sixth, a 1-0 Altoona lead. 1 2/3 innings for Cruz, one hit, currently no runs, one strikeout, two walks. Oliver Garcia takes over. Right-hander is 6'3", 213 pounds, 25 years of age, from San Francisco de Macorís in the Dominican. International free agent, signed back in 2015 by Pittsburgh. Faces Billy Cook here, right-hander on right-hander. With runners at first and second. First pitch in from Garcia, and Cook fouls it off of home plate. Back to the screen, it's nothing to one to start. Garcia on the season, 21 appearances, a 5-1 record, but a 5.09 ERA. The offense has helped him in a lot of situations. 23 innings, 31 strikeouts, 16 walks. He's allowed one home run. He's been good with runners on base, as the 0-1 pitch is way up and in. Off speed, runs the count to 1-1. Garcia has inherited 13 runners this season. Only five of them have scored. Altoona has three basic pitchers that they go to with runners on base. Garcia, Cameron Junker, who pitched yesterday, and Braden Ogle. 1-1 pitch to Cook, and he watches it for a called strike in the outside half of the plate. Very close, but just enough. Runs the count to 1-2 now. 1-for-2 day for Cook. Single to right field in the second inning. Flew out to right field in the fourth. As Bowie trails 1-0 in the sixth. The 1-2 pitch. Cook hits a line drive out toward left field. Scott running back, warning track. Wall, he reaches up, makes an extension catch before crashing up against the wall. He just stuck his glove out there, caught it with a bucket. And the Bay Sox strand two on base and one in scoring position. Bottom of the sixth coming up. Bowie still trails 1-0 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When work days are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old-time rock and roll.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Trinity
Chimney Service is a local family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
Bottom of the sixth here in Altoona as the Bay Sox still trail 1-0. Not for lack of trying, Bowie has picked up three base hits in this one. They've already drawn four walks, but have not been able to get anyone home. They've not been able to get anyone to third base. Two walks with only one out in the top of the sixth, stranded both on a strikeout and a deep fly out to the left field corner. Scotto Gillespie gets back to work, trying to work in through his longest outing of the year. Faces Dylan Shockley to start, and the first pitch to the right-hander is called for strike in the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one. Mentioned in the last half inning, only one blemish for Connor Gillespie so far today, and it was the very first batter. Full count leadoff home run to Leover Peguero as the 0-1 pitch is up and away, one ball and one strike. Since then, Gillespie has retired 15 consecutive batters. He struck out the side in the third, but everything else has been contact. 1-1. And it's swung on and missed, breaking ball high. It's one ball and two strikes. This is already the longest outing all season for Gillespie. He has plenty of four-inning performances, most recently at the start of this month against Harrisburg when he tossed four scoreless with seven strikeouts. Those seven punchouts was a season high. Right-hander brings home the 1-2. And it's in there for strike three. Fastball grabs the outside half of the plate. Shockley doesn't look pleased, but we've seen pitches much further out than that called for strike today. That is the second time that Shockley has struck out. This is actually the trio that had gone down in order by strikes against Gillespie in the third. Shockley, Marcos, and Peguero. So fourth strikeout for Gillespie. And now Norkis Marcos will bat. First pitch into the right-hander, and he watches it miss outside. Count starts out at 1-0. Here's the next, and it's popped up foul behind home plate. Florentino got rid of the mask and wanted to look for it, but it was well out of play. Count at one ball and one strike. Now, Connor Gillespie's, he's got one of the best-seeming attitudes in the clubhouse a lot of times. Always has a good smile on his face. And I have to wonder if a little bit of that is from the fact that he's finally in Bowie as the 1-1 is swung on and missed down and away. One ball and two strikes. Because he had started his professional career after getting drafted out of VCU with short season A Aberdeen in 2019. Of course, there was no 2020 season. 1-2 pitch. Just missed on the upper outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. 2021 season, Aberdeen had been reclassified from short season A to high A. And Gillespie completely skipped single A. He joined high A to start the year and played all season there. 2-2. Check swing. More of a flinch on a pitch down and away. Run it full here on Marcos. First full count he's seen here. Just his fourth game with Altoona this season. Bases empty, one away in the bottom of the sixth. As the payoff pitch is floated foul out of play right side. Count stays full. After Gillespie had pitched all of 2021 with Aberdeen, he did it again in 2022. Three consecutive seasons. You could say two and a half, considering he started the second half of the year after being drafted. But three consecutive seasons, as another 3-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Got him with a high fastball. Gillespie's fifth strikeout. Leover Peguero. 17 in a row retired by Connor Gillespie as it turns back to the top of the lineup now for Leover Peguero, who struck out looking back in the third. Peguero has the only hit for Altoona. First pitch to him is grounded over toward third. Backing up and grabbing the waist, Mayo runs into a big throw to first base. He gets it there with steps to spare. 18 in a row. What a day for Connor Gillespie. The Bay Sox offense has three outs to pay him back in full. They trail 1-0 into the seventh on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new Rofo Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the Rofo Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new Rofo Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new Rofo Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
As always, thank you for stopping by for a little bit of Bay Sox baseball. It's always a pleasure to have you join us at the ballpark. Unfortunately, we haven't had that interesting of a Bay Sox doubleheader to tell you about today. It did get a little bit close in Game 1 when Judd Fabian hit a solo home run in the sixth, his first in Double A, but Bowie lost 3-2. And here in Game 2, they're being shut out on just three hits, and they're down to their final three outs. As T.T. Bowens bats to lead off the frame, first pitch to him misses down and away. Count starts out at 1-0. It's the bottom three in the Bowie lineup to bat against Oliver Garcia, who picked up a flyout, the only batter he needed to see in the sixth inning, as he ended that frame in relief of Omar Cruz, who's in line for a win. 1-0 pitch. Misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. Garcia, if he can get it, would be completing his fourth save of the season. He's not blown one yet this year, as the Bay Sox do get action in their bullpen. The 2-0 pitch, and Bowens swings and misses on an off-speed outside. Home plate umpire decided to go for the appeal on that one instead of ringing it up himself. Looked pretty clear that Bowens was swinging at it anyway. It's Cade Stroud in the Bowie bullpen right now. 2-1. Bowens checks his swing again, but holds back more succinctly on a breaking ball down and away. Three balls and one strike. 0-for-1 day, Bowens walked in the second, got left at first base. Bowie had their best chance in the last inning. Two walks with only one out, but stranded them both. 3-1. And Bowens pops it up. Behind home plate, though, Shockley is going to watch the wind push it just a little bit out of play. Runs the count full here on Bowens, who doesn't get it full too often, but has done so twice today. Got a board on a full count back in that second inning. Bowie trails 1-0 here in the seventh. This back end of the twin bill. Payoff pitch, Bowens. Floats it into deep center field. Young, with a good jump back toward his right, makes the catch and nearly tumbles over before slowing up and hopping into the wall for a little bit of brace. Bay Sox have had some well-struck balls, but the Altoona outfield has not let any of them really fall in. It was an excellent batted ball by Billy Cook. Actually, was that in Game 1? Was it Cook that who hit that ball out to left field? Where am I?
That was Cook in the last inning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That last one from Bowens was 108 off the bat.
Yeah. What was the one that went into the left field corner as the first pitch to Zach Watson is checked on down and away? They say he went. Ooh, I'm not so sure about that one. 1-0 to start. Connor Scott had made a great play into the nook. No, that was it.
That was Cook.
I guess
last
that was
frame,
it. I'm thinking about the double in Game 1 that almost got caught up in the left field corner there. That was Leover Peguero's double.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking of. It's the 14th inning that we're calling today. Spare me if I'm going to get a little screwy with my memories. Next pitch misses well outside for Watson. And now the 1-1 is swung on and catcher's interference. as Dylan Shockley had gotten his glove in, and he will be attended to by the athletic trainer as Watson will go to first base, representing a tying run. I think that's the second time we've seen catcher's interference this season. Dylan Dingler, the Erie catcher, had been called for when Bowie was up at UPMC Park, and now Kalitz Crabb will come out as well to talk with Dylan Shockley and the athletic trainer Victor Silva. Well, Shockley had gotten hit by that foul ball earlier today as well.
I was just about to say that. He got hit by about two or three in this game, and now catching part of Watson's bat, he's taking a beating back there for it being a seven-inning game.
If Altoona wanted to, they easily could switch back to Abraham Gutierrez. It wouldn't be an easy switch, because you had made this joke earlier in this changeover between games, Andre, that it's kind of interesting for Altoona to have Gutierrez catch twice in less than 24 hours and then have him play DH in the back end of this doubleheader. But Altoona thought that that was the best decision, even though they've got Mason Martin on their bench today. And it looks like they're going to give Shockley a couple of chances to check on his eyesight with a warm-up toss or two from Oliver Garcia.
He was favoring that left hand a lot, too, during that exchange with the athletic trainer, and that's going to be big because when you have a speedy base runner like Watson on the base pass, to be able to grip the baseball, especially if he decides to go into motion, that's definitely going to be significant if that affects him at all.
It was a facial expression that showed nothing but grimace. And I'm not talking about the purple guy at McDonald's there. He's been in the news lately.
The new milkshake!
Weird purple milkshake. Here's Randy Florentino, 1-for-2. His third base plays in with one out here in the top of the seventh. First pitch, Florentino takes a half swing. Home plate umpire says he went around on a breaking ball down. Count opens up at nothing and one. Florentino, in 22 games, has hit in one double play for Bowie this season, has not hit it on the ground to the infield yet today. He's got a even split of ground balls to fly balls with Bowie this year. As the 0-1 pitch is called strike, on the outside half of the plate, count goes to 1-2. Well, if I'm Oliver Garcia at this point, I feel like you just pepper the strike zone to bail out your catcher a little and see if he can get out of the inning as quickly as possible. Because it would end the game, too, so the philosophy tracks. The 0-2 pitch is instead a pickoff throw over to first base. We'll wait on the actual 0-2 to Florentino here as Bowie trails 1-0 here in the seventh. Pitch home, and it's swung on and missed for strike three. Breaking ball down. That's the first strikeout for Oliver Garcia, just the fourth overall for Altoona pitching. Bay Sox haven't been swinging and missing it much, but coming up wrong at the wrong times. And now back to the top of the lineup. Joseph Rosa has put it into the air three times today. Two flyouts to center, one to right. Dying run stands at first, but Bowie down to their final out, in danger of being swept in today's doubleheader. First pitch misses down, and the count starts out at 1-0. Well, including game one of today's twin bill, the Bay Sox are 1-4 in their five doubleheader games played. They've scored eight total runs. The 1-0, and Rosa skims it foul back to the screen, one ball and one strike. And unless they break out for a big inning here, doesn't seem like that offensive metric is going to trend much too far in the right direction anytime soon. And for all we know, Bowie might not play another doubleheader all season. As Garcia sets, the 1-1 pitch. Rosa watches it miss down and inside. Bounces off of Shockley's thigh briefly. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Two balls and one strike. I don't know where I got that second strike from. Zach Watson is a perfect 6-for-6 in stolen base attempts, but even with the beating that Dylan Shockley has taken today, Bowie does not seem interested in testing his arm. When all of the possibilities do line up potentially in their favor, left-hander in the box, right-hander on the mound, but still no. 2-1 pitch. Rosa watches it miss down. Three balls and one strike. This might be a prime opportunity. I'm usually not the best at gauging on when a stolen base might come, especially with this team.
You're running a risk of not letting Kobe Mayo step up to the box in this situation. That's the only bad part about running here.
It might be fair. Runner stays put, but the 3-1 is swung on and missed outside. So Zach Watson will take off anyway. As Rosa runs it full. 2-for-9 on full counts, 5 strikeouts, 5 walks. The Bay Sox are down to their final strike, however, in danger of being shut out for the third time this season by the slimmest of margins. Rosa calls for time. Bowie has a 1-0 win on the books, came in a doubleheader game. It was against Richmond, their only doubleheader win of the year. After dropping game one today, 3-2, they want to tie this game up at 1 here in the 7th. Runner goes, the 3-2 is swung on and fouled. Skied out of play to the left side, onto the first level of the concourse and then to the berm. Two sides meet again tomorrow for game 4 in this set. Peter Van Loon will go for Bowie. Want to see if they can get a series lead out of this doubleheader still. Watson takes off. The 3-2 is swung on and lifted out toward left field. This should do it. Connor Scott runs to his left, backs up, and stops. He makes the catch. A near-perfect outing from Connor Gillespie. After giving up a solo home run to the first batter, he retires the next 18 in a row. And despite all of that, the Bowie Bay Sox could not manage a single run to help him. Bowie is swept in today's doubleheader, 3-2 in Game 1, 1-0 in Game 2, their third shutout loss of the season. Andre, we'll get you going with Bay Sox postgame in just a little bit. We're back after this on Capital Gold, WNAV.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's now time for Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark.
Back at PNG Field in Altoona, as the Bay Sox for the second straight week drop both ends of a doubleheader. They fall 3-2 in game one to the Altoona Curve before falling 1-0. In game two, a tough day for the Bay Sox bats, some impressive pitching performances, but some that left a little to be desired as well, as Bowie now drops 2 of the 3 in this series so far. We're going to break it down for you here on Bay Sox postgame and preview game 4 of this set tomorrow. But first, we'll review starting with game 1 of this doubleheader that got started at 4:33 Eastern Time. It was a double-A debut after seeing it from Gene Pinto for the Bay Sox yesterday. Braxton Ashcraft, a top 30 prospect for the Pirates, made his debut at this level and was fairly sharp out of the gates. He was able to go 3 frames in his first appearance, but the Bay Sox were able to get to him early on, and he would give up a leadoff double to Shane Fontana on the top half of the second inning before getting back-to-back strikeouts, 4 of them for Ashcraft in his three frames. But then an error from the third baseman Claudio Fienahl extended the inning for the Bay Sox. That brought up Tim Cusnara, who would get Bowie off to a good start, offensively and overall, in the doubleheader.
Baseside, 1-2, and Cusnara hits a hard line drive to right center field and deep. Young running back, and he'll watch it bounce off of the base of the wall. Fontana scores. Does Bowens have the wheels around? They're going to send him in. Alvarez with the relay. Throw to the plate is way in time. Bowens is thrown out. It'll be a 9-4-2 to take down T.T. Bowens, but it's an RBI double by Tim Cusnara as the inning ends.
And Bowens would be thrown out, as you heard, at the end of that frame, and that would be an omen to the Bay Sox not having too many more opportunities down on offensively. But first, you talk about the work on the mound from starter Cade Povich, and Povich had been going off of that stellar seven-inning outing where he only allowed one hit, struck out 13, and got Eastern League Pitcher of the Week. But for Povich this season, it's been about trying to put those starts together and stack good starts on top of one another. And after two really solid frames to open up, where he threw 27 pitches, 21 of them for strikes, and really didn't seem to have too much hard contact, if any, being made off of him, he ran into a buzzsaw in that third inning, and it started with a leadoff walk to Claudio Fienahl before he allowed a double to Leover Peguero. That put two in scoring position with nobody out, and it would get even worse for him when Lolo Sanchez came to the dish. 3-1 is hit over the head of the shortstop Servideo down in left field for a base hit. One run scores in Fienahl. They're giving the wave to the runner, second Peguero. Throw in, goes to second base. Two-run single for Lolo Sanchez, and Altoona has their breakthrough hit. Curve take a 2-1 lead. That gave Altoona a 2-1 lead. Povich would then hit a batter, walk a batter, allow a sacrifice fly later on in the frame as the curve had loaded the bases for Jacob Gonzalez. And Gonzalez cranks one towards center field. Fabian started back, now drifts into the left center alleyway. Takes a couple more paces in, makes the catch. Runner's tag. The throw coming in is cut off by Bowens. Runner's tag and Sanchez will score. The other two stay put. It's an RBI sack fly for Jacob Gonzalez. Altoona adds on another. It's 3-1 curve. Day would end for Povich after a strikeout of Mason Martin. Povich would only go 2 2/3, allow three runs all to cross on three hits, an inning that really just got away from him where he threw an excess of 30 pitches. Tyler Burch did his job the rest of the way for the Bay Sox from there, threw 3 1/3, a season long for Burch, only allowed one hit and kept Altoona off the board the rest of the way. The Bay Sox were kept in check until the top half of the sixth inning when Judd Fabian, who has looked promising in his first handful of games at the Double-A level, did get his first home run to get the Bay Sox back within one.
Bases empty, one away, as the 3-2 pitch is swung on and lifted high and deep to left field. Sanchez back to the warning track. Now the wall. This one is gone! Judd Fabian says goodbye! His first Double-A home run gets Bowie one step closer. It's 3-2 here in the sixth. 95 miles an hour off of the bat, 366 feet away from home plate to left field for Fabian.
That would get the Bay Sox back within one run, but from there, the Bay Sox were retired in order. Their last five batters all by Tyler Samaniego, and that would end the chance of Bowie making a comeback effort in that first game. So your lines on the first game, Justin Mice, who bridged Ashcraft after his three frames, got the win to move to 2-3. Cade Povich got the loss, dropping to 5-6, and Samaniego would come up with his fourth save of the evening. Altoona, three runs on four hits, two errors, five left on base. Bowie, two runs on four hits, one error, three left on base, in a game that took 1 hour, 42 minutes to complete. Then you flip the page to game two of the doubleheader, and the offense was even harder to find in this one. In fact, after the Bay Sox were retired, in order, after a walk was picked off on a back pick from catcher Devin Shockley, it did allow Altoona to come to the dish after a clean frame, and Leover Peguero got the scoring started. A full count offering from Connor Gillespie got Altoona on the board.
As Gillespie goes through his timing, kicks and sends in the payoff. Curveball lifted deep out to left field. Watson back to the warning track. This one's gone. Leadoff home run from Leover Peguero. That's just his second this season on a full count, but his ninth overall, and Altoona has the 1-0 edge here in the first. 103 miles an hour off of the bat, 393 feet away from home plate. Just the fifth given up by Connor Gillespie this season in over 43 innings.
So it wasn't a very promising start for Bowie, as Peguero had hit his ninth home run of the season, but it got a lot better there from Connor Gillespie, because that's the only base runner that Altoona would get for the entirety of the game. He would go all six frames and sit down 18 batters in a row with five strikeouts and, again, no walks. It was a stellar job from Connor Gillespie. His defense gave him a little help. A good catch from John Rhodes into the alleyway allowed him to retire his 15th in a row to end the fifth. Second southpaw to face Gillespie here in the frame. First pitch. And he drills this one into right field. Rhodes racing into the gap. Dives! And did he make the catch? Yes, he did! John Rhodes diving into the right center gap parallel to the ground. Takes an extra base hit away from Connor Scott. And it's 15 in a row retired by Connor Gillespie. Bowie Betts. But despite that, Bay Sox bats just never really got going in this one. Nick Dombkowski, the left-hander, started the game for Altoona, delivered four frames, only allowed two hits, no runs, a couple of walks, a couple of strikeouts, and from there the bullpen went the rest of the way. Bowie did have a chance in the latter innings in this one, particularly in the top half of the sixth. In a second inning of relief for Omar Cruz, he walked two batters with one out that gave a chance to the Bay Sox to threaten with a runner in scoring position, but Shane Fontana would then strike out in a lefty-on-lefty matchup against Cruz before Oliver Garcia came in, and Billy Cook hammered a ball far into the left-field corner, but a reaching grab from Connor Scott took away a potential game-tying or go-ahead hit from Cook. And then from there, Bowie went down despite a catcher's interference allowing a runner to reach in the ninth inning fairly routinely. Your final lines in this one, the Bay Sox, no runs, shutout for the third time this season on three hits, no errors. Altoona, again, one run on one hit. It was a solo home run from Leover Piguero. They made one error. Omar Cruz got the win. He moved to 1-1 on the season. Connor Gillespie's loss dropped him to 2-2. Oliver Garcia picked up his fourth save of the season. In a game that took 1 hour, 37 minutes to complete, in front of a paid doubleheader attendance of 4,113 here at People's Natural Gas Field. We're going to step aside on Bay Sox postgame. When we come back, I'll look around the rest of the Eastern League in these late first half playoff races, as well as what wasn't too busy of a day in the Orioles system, thanks to Mother Nature. We'll step aside here on Bay Sox postgame. Be back in a sec on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Monument Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 202-908-5555. That's 202-908-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Monument Medical Clinic now to qualify. 202-908-5555.
Back here on Bay Sox postgame, as Bowie drops both to Altoona in Curve PA today, they lose 3-2 in Game 1 and 1-0 in Game 2. Altoona, meanwhile, on their end, stays alive in what is a very crowded playoff race for the Southwest Division. Here across the Eastern League, and let's take a look at some scores throughout the evening. There was a postponement in Richmond as the Flying Squirrels and the Harrisburg Senators will look to do a makeup here in a couple days' time on Friday as they get set to play two after their postponement tonight. Bottom of the sixth inning right now in Hartford. Erie leads 3-2 over the Yard Goats in that one as the Seawolves are trying to shrink their magic number to clinch the Southwest Division. Somerset is deadlocked with New Hampshire right now, 1-1 in the top half of the seventh, and that relevant because Portland is trailing at home again late. The Reading Fightins have just scored a run in the top half of the ninth, so if Somerset can find a way to win at home and Portland cannot rally against Reading, Somerset will have a 2.5-game lead here towards the tail end in the Northeast Division. Akron also trailing at home 4-2 in the top of the ninth to Binghamton. Their chances getting ever so smaller in the Southwest Division as well. Not too much action to report in the Orioles system. The Baltimore wrapped up a brief two-game set in Tampa against the MLB best Rays today. They fell 7-2, were late solo home runs from Ramon Urias and Gunnar Henderson to get the Orioles on the board in that one, but they split on the road in Tampa here to kick off the week. Only other action going on in the minor leagues today is Norfolk, as they play in Nashville after being rained out yesterday. And right now, the Tides lead 4-2. A win for Norfolk does secure them a first-half title and a trip to the postseason. Colton Kowser, an early home run in the top half of the first to get the scoring started. Connor Norby, a two-run triple. He's doubled and tripled in his first two at-bats today. And Cesar Prieto, in his AAA debut, a sacrifice fly RBI for the Tides in that one. But again, that's the only action going on today outside of Bowie, as Aberdeen saw their doubleheader against Wilmington canceled due to rain, and inclement weather also canceled the game down in Delmarva against Augusta. We're hoping Mother Nature doesn't run interference here in Altoona the rest of the week, but we'll see what happens throughout the remainder of our time here. Bay Sox and Curve right now scheduled to resume their series tomorrow, a 6 p.m. first pitch. Peter Van Loon, 1-3 with a 5.96 ERA, scheduled to get the ball for the Bay Sox. But you'll remember, Van Loon was stellar out of the bullpen against Richmond last week with a career-high 7 strikeouts. Right-hander Sean Sullivan gets the ball for Altoona, 2-0 with a 2.87 ERA, projected starter in that one. 6 o'clock first pitch, Manzi DCA Imaging Systems pregame at 5:40 before we get you the call from the ballpark tomorrow here in Altoona. But for now, signing off from People's Natural Gas Field, once again, our final scores today. Altoona takes both legs of the doubleheader, 3-2 in Game 1, and 1-0 in Game 2. The Bay Sox looking for a bounce back tomorrow. From our broadcast partner, Matt Sabatis, I'm Andre Magero signing off, and we thank you for listening to this presentation of Bay Sox Baseball on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capitol Gold, WNAV, has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Valner Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball exclusively on Capitol Gold WNAV Annapolis.